The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
Let's get our nuts out of the basket and put them on the table.
Saw you from afar. Thought I'd say what's up. You can't tell me your name when we waking up.
Welcome to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. I'm sitting here with my boy Poncho. What's up, Poncho?
Sir Ponch at the Mexican border, trying to get in the country. How you doing, Tools? Back for another show.
Oh, I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. There's a lot of news we have to get into. A lot of sports happened over this last week. We have our number one story, in our opinion, is the signing of DeSean Jackson.
D-Jax coming back. And for 5 years, I like the money on this, Tools. I love the terms. I like everything about this deal. I don't know how you could complain. This is win-win for Philly.
This is how I look at things. 2 + 2 = 5. Something about this deal is not adding up to me. I've been scouring the internet, the interwebs, the blogs, and the one story that's jumping out at me is by Howard Eskins. He basically says that snake, and I refer to him as a snake, Drew Rosenhaus, basically was lending money to DeSean Jackson. He was into him big, and he needed the guaranteed money, and he had to do this deal. What's your opinion on that, Ponch?
I don't have the slightest problem with that. It works out great for us, Voice. I did want to ask you real quick before we keep it moving. Went to your party the other night, and whew, how are you feeling? Boy, you look like an alien the other night. I felt like I was walking on a porno set, but it was all guys just walking around looking at each other. I was awkward. I was just curious how you're feeling today.
I'm going to give you three numbers. 831. That was my trifecta box that I hit on Friday night, so it was a great night. But thanks
Very
for
nice.
Coming. Thanks for watching the games. We had fun, even though you left with your tail between your legs, but that's personal stuff. We're talking sports.
Evan Mathis. Does anybody really care that much about this guy?
Well, I sure hope you care about this guy. I mean, if you read and listen to what people are saying, he was the most underrated guard in the league. He was the second prized free agent offensive lineman to the guy that came from the Saints. I mean, he went to Baltimore. He used some leverage. He got paid. The Eagles had to pay him a little more. I don't think he ever intended to go to Baltimore. He went down there. He got them to put a deal on the table, and then the Eagles responded.
Hey, I'll agree with you there. He did a little maneuvering, and it worked out for him because, in my first thought, overpaid slightly. But what I do like about the move, this locks an O-line together for a few years here. These guys are wrapped up. It might not be the best line in the league, but at least they're going to be together for a while. So I think you'll only see improvement on that front.
Yes, I agree. 2014, that's how long this line is going to be together. I feel Howard Mudd has brought together players that fit his scheme. When Winston Justice, you knew he was just not going to fit in with the Howard Mudd scheme. He got traded for swapped 6-round picks. But the brilliance of that and what Joe Banner does better than anyone is they saved, I think, $3 million off the cap from Winston Justice. I mean, I guess you could have kept him as a backup, but they save money there. This DeSean deal frees up money, and it leads to one thing and one thing only that they better do, and that is extend LeSean McCoy.
He's such a huge piece, even more so than DeSean Jackson. This team depends on LeSean McCoy. Tools, I just got a quick question. I saw you eating some Fiber One earlier. Whew, can you move away a little bit?
I apologize, but sometimes you got to introduce fiber into your diet, and that's smart. And if you go to Costco, you can get 36 bars for
$17.99. Wow. Speaking of smart and Costco, Phillies, Tools, I have a quick
Are you going to race past our predictions for the draft, or you don't even care about that?
You want to go draft with me? I apologize, Tools.
This is what I want to do, because my predictions have been horrible. If anybody's researching my suggestions so far, they're terrible. We'll get into those later. But here you go. This is what I'm throwing out. Eagles, their first pick in the draft, which I'm not sure if they'll trade their first round or not. The Eagles will take a quarterback with the first pick in their draft.
This, you know what, tools, and we should be sitting on each other's lap because we're using the same brain right now. I was going to say they're going to trade this pick. They will not draft in the first round. They're going to trade that pick, and they're going to pick a quarterback of the future. I totally agree with you, Tools. This is a quarterback-rich draft. Everybody knows that. You can go 4, 5, 6 quarterbacks deep here and still be having a chance at a potential starter in this league. Thanks for redirecting me there, Tools. I appreciate it. A great draft talk. That was impressive on your side especially.
So you're basically with me in the same brain length that we're going to draft a quarterback.
Well, when you're talking brain length, I don't know if I can go there with you.
That's for sure. Length, you don't have a chance. But I agree.
Second round, they're going to trade their first round pick. Second round, they're going to draft a quarterback. I just think that's impressive that we both are on the same page. Let's hold hands.
What I'm nervous about, which will probably happen, is that it'll be Kevin Cobb all over again, but they're probably going to do it anyway.
Because, you know, there's something that bugs me about this team. Tools, can I share?
Go ahead.
The one thing that bugs me, this team is very, very committed to Mike Vick. There's no questioning that. They love this guy, and they think he's going to be the guy for as long as this contract says. So I agree with you. I think we're going to draft somebody and protege them or whatever you want to call it with Cobb, and then just not know what to do with him once he's at the point where he can play. So I worry a little bit about what they're going to do with this potential quarterback pick. However, I'm on board for a quarterback. It's a need. We got to be thinking future, and there's a lot of them in this draft.
Well, I like Vic. I'm not a fan because I want an elite quarterback just like everybody else in the league does. I do not think Vic is an elite quarterback. I think he's on the second tier of quarterbacks, borderline third tier of quarterbacks. But I do not feel the offense is the issue. This team scores plenty of points. It's the defense. And it'll be a crime, an absolute crime, if this team does not go out and sign a stud linebacker. And it would be borderline insanity, as everybody quotes Joe Banner, for saying the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting the same results. They don't go get a linebacker in free agency, I will be very disappointed and not as excited about this team as I'd like to be come the fall.
Tools, you are as sharp as a tack. Oh, if anybody sat on you, they'd be pricked. Let's cut to a commercial. I want to get to those Phillies. Can we pay some bills and talk about the Phillies, or are you
We sure
not
can.
Satisfied? Well, okay, let's do it.
Okay, and we're back here. This is the Voice Poncho Radio Show. You can always hit us up on Twitter at The Voice Poncho. Now, we're going to talk a little Phillies here. It's been, an up and down week. There's some major news. One thing I did when I started this show is I made a prediction that Dontrell was going to be... Yeah, I know. It was going to be a secret weapon. He was going to come off the bench. He's going to be a left-handed pitcher in certain situations. And what happened, Ponch?
Tools, you looked terrible on that call. I still can't get over the fact that you did that to me and Phillies Nation. You should apologize right now.
Yeah, I apologize because you basically told me that it was the most smartest thing I've said all year, and you were totally on board with it. This just makes us look like a bunch of idiots. He can't even make it out of week 3 of spring training. We apologize to our listeners. We apologize to the followers on Twitter. We don't have a clue what we were talking about when it came to Dontrell Willis.
Tools, you used we a little much. You were heavy on him. I wasn't so heavy on him, but I did agree with you, so I'm definitely not going to shy away with what I said, but you brought that girl to the dance. I'm not the one who brought that up.
All right, Poncho. Is Utley okay?
Phew. Obviously not. Have you seen him? Is Chase Utley alive?
I don't know. He might be doing some charity work. He might be doing some charity work down at the local dog shelter, because I haven't seen him.
Yeah, and he had the whole offseason for that wife, Tools. I mean, we can understand spending some time with that, but he had the whole offseason. Where is he? I'm very concerned. I myself thought he was going to come back and have a nice year, But boy, he hasn't even played, and that only spells one thing to me, Tools. He's not going to have much of a season. He's not healthy.
We're going to keep our eye on it this week. I've read that he's going to play this week. So if he doesn't play this week, very, very, very concerned. Another thing that happened this week in the Twitter world and the reporting is that short little son of a gun, Ken Rosenthal, reported that Roy Halladay is throwing different and that his velocity is way down and that scouts are worried. Halladay's response, borderline bad reporting. What's your opinion?
Tools, I thought he explained it away quite nicely. He mentioned the fact that his velocity is a progression during the spring. So that's nothing out of whack for him. But Rosenthal is one of those guys. I don't know what it is, Tools, but there are several sports media personalities that just bug me. John Clayton's another one. Can't really even stand the guy. He's just like a little newt. And I just – Rosenthal, same way with me. Boy, I'm angry. I'm furious. Calm me down, Tools.
Breaking news. I know this isn't a live show, and you're probably listening on Monday on your way to work. Hartnell just won a game with 0.9 seconds left. The Flyers are starting to get hot at the right point. I didn't want to cut you off, but it's good to see the Flyers. It's good to see Briz is starting to have some shutouts. Great to see this.
I'm as happy as pie. The Brizzly Bear seems to be on track. And Scotty Hartnell, oh! What can you say about this guy? All I know is this was a huge win because in all likelihood, we could be facing Pittsburgh in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, my.
Are you right, Tools?
Yeah, I just don't like playing Pittsburgh in first round.
It's scary because they're a tough, tough group. And to shut down a win streak like they came in on, that was this is the signature win possibly for the orange and black of the season. That was wonderful, Tools. Wonderful stuff. I'm so happy you brought that up.
Hey, remember when you were in, like, fifth grade and you played kickball and the third graders had recess with you and they would say, man, I feel we can beat them now. And then, you know, the loser on your team, you'd let him go play with the third graders and then they're all cocky. You know what I'm tying this into? Brad Lidge saying that the Nationals have more talent than any team he's ever been on. What do you think of that?
You know, I can't stand the way the Nationals are running at the mouth. This is a team. This is the Montreal Expos. This isn't even a real team. And they're going to come off spouting, saying they're better than the Phils. I have no idea where that comes from. Tools, you mentioned the kickball, but I just remember back in the day, Red Rover, and you know, you'd be called over and the girls would just shut you down with the armbar.
That might have happened more than once. Also, Bryce Harper, see that stud catcher they have? If he's in the NL, first at bat, Blanton's pitching, I would drill him right in the numbers. Let's send a message to these freaking Nationals.
Tools, I knew I liked you for a reason. That is a great idea. Let's call Charlie right now. I would love to see that. I still don't understand where this overwhelming confidence is coming from the Nationals. I think we got to ask somebody else what they think, Tools. Can we get somebody else on to talk
about
this?
It's time to bring a caller of the week. This is at Sooner4597. His bold statement on Twitter this week, if you were following us, which is at The Voice Poncho, he said, Niece, the pitcher for the Mets, has better stuff than Cole Hamels. And we're going to get to him on the other side.
Caller of the week.
Okay, I think Sooner right now just fell down the toilet, but we got him back here. He's sounding a little bit. Now,
are you there, Sooner?
I'm here loud and clear.
All right, brother. I want to know this guy. He is a very well-educated baseball man. I bet he's hoping his Mets get better a little sooner. Right, guy? But what do you think of this division? What do you think of this division? Obviously, your Mets are awful. What about the rest?
Well, the Mets obviously will be bringing up the basement. That goes without saying. But I think the rest of the division actually has gotten better. I think the Nationals are better. The Marlins are better, obviously getting Reyes. And the Braves are still a good squad with good pitching. And obviously the Phillies are the top team in the division.
Okay, so you are conceding the Phillies as the top team in the division. Do you think Brad Lidge is just talking out his butt because he's excited to be down there and he's being a loyal teammate?
First of all, Brad Lidge stinks. No one cares about Brad Lidge anymore. When he had 50-some saves of the Phillies, he was relevant, but I don't even think he factors into this.
I agree. Now, we want to get all over the place here with Sooner. He is such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to football. Talk to us. Where is Peyton Manning going?
Well, Peyton Manning, if Alex Smith is now visiting Seattle and Miami, if I'm the 49ers, I would certainly hope they have a plan to lock Manning up because they're going to be quarterbackless, and that is not a good thing in this league.
But that is one heck of a word, Sooner. I didn't even know they taught you those words.
I'm pulling out all the stops today for you boys.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I have a quick question for you. Can I get something in there?
I'm here.
If you're a Philadelphia Eagle fan or management, who do you go for right now?
In the draft, are you referring to?
Sorry, sir. Free agent.
Free agency? I think they need a linebacker. Safety, possibly.
Can we talk names, or are we just going to?
Curtis Lofton, to me, would be a player from the Atlanta Falcons, a tackling machine.
Bingo, Lofton. He is hands down the person the Eagles need to. It's just, they did it once. They went out and they got T.O. Everybody knew they needed T.O. They went out and got him. What happened? They went to the Super Bowl. Everybody knows they need a linebacker. Go get Lofton. I couldn't agree more.
I also think that Stephen Tulloch, to me, fits that system with the wide nines pretty well, but I haven't heard much about him. So,
yeah, if you remember, we did try to pursue him last year. Sooner 69, that's a great point. I like where you're going with this talk.
I also did want to say, as a famous man once said, whoa, 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 stop the clock on, I don't like to call people out, but the Poncho's quarterback picks in the draft, I was a little leery about you saying this is a very deep quarterback class.
Wow. Okay, let's get to that. Right on it.
I see two quarterbacks that obviously will be gone, the third being Ryan Tannehill. He'll be probably a top 10 pick as well after that. It's a little dicey. I don't see where the deep quarterback class is coming from, just out of curiosity.
Well, Sooner 69, Kevin Kolb really wasn't considered much of a commodity when he came out. And I'm not saying I'm a big Kolb fan, but I think that's the kind of quarterback Philly's going to go for. They're not going to go for a big-name guy. They never are of that type. So they're going to go for somebody that's sort of off the radar, I think. I think there's no doubt about that.
I disagree totally. The Eagles have two second-round draft picks. I feel they're going to take their one and their two. They're going to trade up, and they're going to take the third quarterback in the draft. This is not Kevin Kolb. Full disclosure, I bought a Kevin Kolb jersey. Big mistake. Kolb stinks. He was never that good.
Tools, I fully agree.
Yeah, you mentioned the jersey. I brought a Brandon Marshall jersey the other day. It had blood all over it. I have one quick question for you, Tools, though. If they trade up in this draft, I'm willing to bet you anything to the contrary. Throw something out there right now, live on the air. All 17 of our listeners right now. Put it right in front of them.
Who's the Texas A&M quarterback?
Ryan Tannehill.
That's who they're going to take.
You're telling me we're going to trade up in this draft?
Mm-hmm. Into the top 10.
Yes, they're going to package the two they got from Arizona for Kolb with their 16, and they're going to move up six picks to the 10 and take the Texas A&M quarterback.
No way in a million years they trade up. I don't see them being that aggressive. I'd love to see that, but no. This is Andy Reid we're talking about, folks. You know who that is, Sooner?
Yes.
Yes, I know Andy Reid, and I don't see him taking a quarterback either, honestly. I don't see any quarterbacks that is going to be – if you guys are referring to Kevin Kolb as the kind of quarterback you want to pick up, then I'd be very concerned if I'm an Eagles fan.
That's fair. I'm not a big Kolb fan either, but I just think that's the kind of quarterback he likes. Yeah, well, we'll see Sooner. I mean, I know he's no Carson Palmer. He's no Akili Smith, but, you know, give him some time out there. He's in a tough spot right now.
I agree. He only did have 1 year as a starter, and it didn't go well with injuries and all that. But actually, John Skelton actually is ahead of Kolb on the depth chart.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty sad.
Yeah. Why the heck they gave him that $7 million roster bonus is beyond I don't get it.
The Eagles front office should be arrested for that move.
For the trade they made for Cromartie in the second round.
AJ Feely too. I mean, they have a good history of making those trades, though.
Yeah, and they have a good history of drafting bad quarterbacks and then trading them for the same draft pick that they gave up for it and then doing nothing with it.
Listen, we all know what's going to happen draft day Eagles. They're going to pick some guy we don't even know about. We don't know a whole lot about. That's the way it happens all the time. They never make the right pick. They never pick the guy that they should be taking. They go with some guy out of who knows where that no one knows about. And that's why I think they've fallen short on draft day. They don't go for the big school, big players. They tend to look at some of the lesser conferences for their players, and I think they're tripping up a little bit with that strategy.
Poncho, I want to call you on the carpet here. I think the Eagles are bad at drafting defensive players. DeSean Jackson, LeSean McCoy, Macklin. Now, when it comes to their defensive picks, defensive linemen, McDougal. Who was the other guy from Notre Dame?
I don't doubt your laws. Yeah, I mean, but they're Tools, you got
Brandon Graham. They trade up to take Brandon Graham. You know that little guy, Pierre Paul, that you just jumped over. I mean,
ouch.
You know, I just feel when it comes to defense, they are not good at drafting unless they stumble into somebody like Trent Cole that they accidentally drafted in the fifth round. They can't draft defense.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Sooner 69. You sound like a very solid, firm man. I got a question. If we could cross over to basketball, you ever watch any NBA?
Love it. I'm a man of all sports, except for soccer, of course. No one watches that nonsense.
Nobody watches soccer.
That's a hobby, bud. That's a hobby.
That's for 7 and under soccer. After that, you pull your kids right out of it. No one wants to play soccer. No one wants to watch it.
Yeah, it reminds me of Wiz Inc. a little bit, actually, a soccer fan. Sixers, though. Let's get on to that.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say. I mean, they won a couple games with Turner in there. The hype was up, and they lost to the Bulls without Derrick Rose. I know the Bulls just beat the Heat without Rose, but, I mean, that's a game they got to get. I just don't know about this team. They play good 1 minute, the next minute they stink. I don't know. I think, like we always say, this team is what they are.
And in defense of the front office, they did that bull crap trade for Sam Young, which doesn't really matter. They didn't do too much, which I think is smart, because at the end of this season, they got to get rid of Iguodala, they got an amnesty, Elton Brand, and they got to change some things. This team doesn't have a chance of being in the top tier in the East. They don't have a chance of. I'm just very disappointed in them right now.
Tolles, you heard it first on the Voice Poncho radio show. Philadelphia 76ers stink. They stink. I'm not going to go as severe as Wiss Inc., the missing link from Lidditz, but this team's not that good. And what makes you think they're any better than last year? If you remember the last year, this is the exact same team. So
exactly.
Why are folks thinking they're a better than 500 team right now? Someone explain that to me.
Well, this is what I'll explain to you. There was a strike. They were young. They came in. They started winning a bunch of games. And I get excited because I'm a fan. I want them to do well. And they need to change something. I'm not 100% sure what to do. What do you think, Sooner?
They need a star, let's be honest. I mean, take a look back in the history. How many teams have won a championship without a star? I mean, the Pistons may be the closest thing, but they had good players. Chauncey Billups, Ben Wallace was a freak, Rasheed Wallace. But you know what I mean? You need a star. That this league is all about stars. We don't have any stars. Plus, you don't get any calls at the end of games when you don't have stars, let's be honest.
Yep, they do not get any calls. They can't make foul shots. Lou Williams, you know, every once in a while score some points in the fourth quarter. But
that's another thing. Lou Williams, even when Iverson was here, and as good as Iverson was, and I'm definitely an Iverson fan, when you're small at the end of the game, it's tough to get a good shot off. It's just it's not a good thing to have your closer be 6'1".
Yeah, well, the Poncho knows about being small. But we would also like to thank at Sooner4597 for being the caller of the week.
Sooner 69, you big old piece of lasagna. I'm glad to meet you. Thank you, sir.
I just want to thank you guys and let you know that this couldn't cap off a better week at all. You guys are amazing, and continued success.
Thank you. Okay, for our last.
You're amazing, Sooner.
Thank you
love
so
you
much.
Guys. Love,
right. Love you. See ya. Okay, we're going to pay some bills right now. We're going to get back to our flub and flavor of the week, and we're going to touch on our bracket battle with the Voice Poncho. Thank you. And we're back here at the Voice Poncho. We're wrapping up our final segment. One thing we're going to do each week is we're going to feature a voicemail outro of the week, which is we're going to play a voicemail that somebody left. We have a really good one this week from one of our quality callers at WisInc. So I just want everybody to make sure they stay tuned at the end. You can listen to our voicemail of the week. Now.
And Tools, don't forget that number, 717-455-7164. Use it.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. Okay, Poncho. Quick, we have a bracket challenge here. Can you go down the leaderboards? Give us some insight.
Thought you would never ask. First ever Voice Poncho radio show. Bracket challenge underway. Deep into it. Deep into the cut. I'm sitting just fine right near the top. A few points off the lead. Diana Martin, as usual, looking good up top. And then we have Bleed Green coming in second with a very chalk bracket. The Voice, quick question. You sponsored this challenge, but yet you filled out two brackets.
Okay,
why?
A couple things I want to real quick respond to. Diane Martin does look very good up top. Now, I also took Missouri to win it all. What a mistake. I don't know what I was thinking.
You could have filled out eight brackets, and you still wouldn't be close.
Well, I filled out two just to cover all bases.
Yeah, thanks for that. I mean, there's nothing like inviting all your friends to your first ever bracket challenge, which could possibly mean a free haircut, and you fill out two brackets.
Well, I was just – I don't know what I was thinking. But let's get on to the flub and flavor of the week. Now, speaking of brackets and the tournament, what is your flub of the week, Poncho?
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot out there, but the Temple Owls – oh, my God.
And you know the worst part about it, Poncho? Every year I take them going a couple rounds because I think, you know, the home team, the right thing to do. And every year they kick my butt.
Tools, it's pretty obvious that they do nothing in the tournament. They need John Chaney back. Excuse my French. Beating a little ass. They got to light some fires under this team. Fran Dunphy, you're a great guy. But, whew, your boys looked flat.
Yeah, there's too much cheerleading about Fran Dunphy. I'm a result-oriented person, not seeing any results. Speaking of results, let's go to the flavor of the week. Brizgalov setting
the
record for shutouts. This is great. The best thing you need when you're going into the playoff hockey is a goalie that can stand on his head. I'm excited to see this, and I think the Flyers are peaking at the right time.
Whew, Tools, you just got me excited, brother. I'm all tingly.
Well, this was episode 4. Poncho, thanks for joining us. This was recorded on March 18th. We're going to let you guys listen to Wish Inc. with his tail between his legs.
But first, there's just a little bit of
Twitter
you might want to be checking.
Don't let me forget that. Yeah. Let us hear it, Poncho.
Sorry, I thought you were stopping.
Let us hear you, Poncho.
Get on Twitter. These are two Twitter names you need not forget, at The Voice Poncho, all one, and then at Sooner 4597. Here's one to avoid, Tools, at Wis Inc. He's from Lidditz. You ever get a text message from this guy?
I don't know what I get from him, but every time I got to read it.
Only fellow I know that spells email with an O. This guy's lacking a little bit upstairs, so don't go to his Twitter. Go to our Facebook, The Voice Poncho Radio, everybody knows that, and the website, polished off, pristine beauty, thevoiceponcho.com. It's a gem of a site, Tools. Thank you for a wonderful show. You smell great. You look great. This has been wonderful.
And not to forget our wonderful producer, at Bleed Green, at Bleed Green. And we're going to leave you here with the outro of Wis Inc. with his tail between his legs.
Voice Ponch. Hey, it's Wis again. Just want to let you guys know that I've thought about it tonight, and I'd really like to apologize to Bleed Green. I feel like I was a little harsh in some of my criticism I made towards him. And I'm hoping you guys will pass on the word to Bleed Green from Jersey that I am sorry for the way I responded and, as he would say, whined about the caller of the week this week. And I would like to actually mend things up and